Hey, hey, good morning, Full Frontal Living listeners. My name is Lisa Carpenter, and I'm a master coach and an emotional resiliency expert. And this podcast is for my high-achieving women who need to learn how to slow down and do less better and embrace a life that really allows you to live fully. And you can probably hear that the sound quality is different today. You can probably hear the birds chirping in the background and the waves slowly rolling in the shore, because I'm reporting this episode from Playa del Carmen after spending more than 7 days in beautiful Tulum, Mexico, and now I'm here in Playa for another week with my family. And this is the longest time I have ever been out of my business. This trip is incredibly expansive for me on many, many levels. And I didn't do the thing that we're told to do in business, which is make sure you get everything done before you go, have things batched. I didn't do that. And I'm recording this episode on the fly. And I'm actually really grateful for that, because I think so many of us need to give ourselves permission to relax, to break the rules, even though there are no rules, and just go with the flow. So although in the future I am going to try and have episodes batched if I am stepping out, I also give myself full permission to roll with things. So you may have also noticed that the podcast didn't come out on Monday, and today now is Wednesday. So what I want to talk briefly about today is simply allowing yourself the space you need to rest and regenerate. As I said, this is the longest vacation I've ever taken. It's been incredibly expansive, and the energy around it has been so different. How many of you go on vacation and it takes you 3 days to unwind, and then you can almost feel yourself in this panic state because you only have a few more days to go before you have to get back on a plane and go home? And then you can feel the impending heaviness of returning to your normal lives. So many of us don't give ourselves the permission that we need to take what we want, to have what we want, to give ourselves more. We give ourselves the minimum, or we feel like we're being greedy if we take too much time, or we tell ourselves stories that we would never be able to go away for that long, or it would cost us too much money, or what if things fall apart? And I want to remind everybody that nothing falls apart, and that everything is going to be fine. Everything will always will be fine. Something one of my mentors, Jim Fortin, says all the time. And I remind myself that nobody's going to die. No, none of my clients are going to be losing it. Everybody's going to be totally fine. So look at your own life and ask yourself where you're not giving yourself what you really need to thrive. Because I can say beyond a shadow of a doubt now that in order to thrive, I need more time away. I need more time away in warm, sunny places because it makes my body feel so good. I don't have any aches or pains here. I need more time away so I can reflect and so I can dream and so I can step out of my everyday life and really just be. I need more time away so that I can just rest, like deep, soulful rest and play. Because remember, we're not here to be human doings, we're here to be human beings. And so often, me included, we get sunk into the busy work, the doing, being productive, ticking the boxes, chasing our dreams, setting our goals, that we forget to just be still. So I have many, many lessons to unpack from this trip. It's been a very interesting experience. As I said, you know, I spent a week in Tulum with my mastermind. Prior to that, I spent a couple days at a different resort with one of my best friends, relaxing, and that was so indulgent to just be away, the two of us. Then to Tulum, to a luxury resort where the food was absolutely divine and beautiful and just soul-nourishing food, soul-nourishing conversations, and just all-around luxury. To then heading to Playa, which the last time I was here was about, oh gosh, probably 25 years ago. And it's changed so much. And that was a little bit heartbreaking for me to see what's happened as more and more Western influence has moved in, to see the erosion of the beaches, to see the litter, and to still see all the beauty, and to still feel all the magic that is here. We've also had some amazing things happen. When I got to the hotel in Playa, our reservation had been canceled, and I just had to stand there and relax and say, you know what, it's all going to work out. Everything is working out in my favor, and not allow circumstances to spin me out. How many times do you guys have circumstances spinning you out? I've had to release any attachment to expectations about what this trip should look like, because a week-long trip at a luxury resort with my mastermind sisters is very different from a week-long trip with my family. And this trip with my family is about being with my family. It's about spending time with my boys because they're getting older and they're going to be starting their own lives. My oldest already has a full-time job and has graduated. So not only did we bring my boys, but we brought their girlfriends as well. And then navigating travel with a 7-year-old who's acclimatizing to the temperature, the sun, excessive pool time, excessive beach time, hotel noises, all of those things. And the morning that my husband was getting on the plane with the children, came downstairs into the garage, and there was water flooding into our garage because a pipe had burst somewhere in the house. So like a boss, he turned off the water, called both sets of our parents and asked them to help us, and he got all the kids on the plane, and they came, right? So again, not letting circumstances stop him from getting here and enjoying this vacation. He now has gone down with the Mexican flu and has been curled up in bed. And again, I have to just surrender and trust that he is having the experience he's meant to have and that everything is working out exactly as it should. And this is why it's so important that we don't go through life constantly with expectations of how we think things are going to be, because I guarantee you the universe will make the decision about how things are going to be. And our job is to show up, let go, and surrender, and find the joy and find the happiness regardless of the circumstances. So with our home, it's currently under renovation. I'm very, very grateful for both sets of parents for helping us navigate that. And had we been home, I would have had no kitchen and no eating area. So how perfect that we're sitting here at an all-inclusive and food is not a problem. By the time we get home, they should have dried up everything and, you know, there'll be minor cleanup, but life will return pretty much to normal. I'm also very grateful that our insurance is going to cover all the damage, and what caused the damage was a small lug nut or some screwy thing in the fridge, so the piece that we have to pay for is going to be minimal. But regardless, I'm really grateful that we have the financial means to pay for that. And that's because I have been tenacious about going after my vision and my dreams and growing my business. And it's been, it has been quite the journey. So that is my little recap from Playa del Carmen, this beautiful Wednesday morning. Yesterday it rained like you would not believe. Tropical rain is like no other rain on the planet. And it gave us all time to rest and reflect even more. And today we are off on an excursion for the entire day, where the kids can zip line and play and snorkel, and it's going to be amazing. So just a quick little episode today, and I promise that when I'm back, I will unpack all my lessons of my mastermind. I'm going to be talking about how I navigate food and nutrition and taking care of myself while I'm on holidays, because contrary to popular belief, you do not have to fall apart or gain 10 pounds on your holidays. And I'm a big believer that my lifestyle is my lifestyle. So when I take a vacation, I take a vacation from my life. I do not take a vacation from my lifestyle. So do I have a lot of extra guacamole? Yeah, because it's delicious. And do I have extra treats and things here? 100%. And I still am mindful of how I eat. I still choose foods that are going to make me feel my best. And I make decisions that are going to support me feeling my best in my body. And that also includes working out. I took a week off, and then this week I've been back at the gym in the resort. So until next week, my friends, thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for tuning in. I want you to take today to reflect on what you really need. If you're being truly, truly honest with yourself, what do you really need to thrive? Where are you cutting short? Where are you not really stepping into what you need? Maybe it's, you know, not buying the exact car you want, but the model below it. Or maybe it's not going to the exact resort you want, but, you know, saving a little bit of money, so cutting it short. Maybe it could be a million different things. Maybe it's not hiring that person that you really want to hire. What would change for you? What would happen if you allowed yourself to want what you want and really set your intentions to no longer compromising? Maybe it's setting your intention today that the next vacation you take is going to be a minimum of 10 to 14 days. And just sit with that and sink into it and see how that makes you feel. All right? So until next time, my friends, take good care of you. Remember, we are all here to thrive. We are all here to live life fully. And I can't wait to share my takeaways with you starting next week.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.